All right, we're recording now.
Here we go. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
It's Anne.
And Pilar. And this is the second episode of, listen, do you see that?
An NPLR production.
An NPLR production. And we're here, we're here with Monica, the proprietor of Rooskies.
Hi, Monica.
Hi.
And we're so excited because we come here all the time and we want to finally define some mysteries that have been going on in our minds about the art on the walls here.
Yes.
Awesome.
I've been coming to Rooskies ever since I moved here, and it's been my favorite bar ever since I moved here.
When did you move here?
I moved here in 2010, so I've been a Rooskies regular for 5.5 years.
Awesome.
And Pilar, I believe, made some important life decisions in this bar.
I decided to move to Portland in that chair.
Because of Rooskies?
Because of Rooskies.
Yep. The Rooskies siren song of Rooskies drawing
it's
you in.
Just like Portland used to be. I mean, it's just a small vestige of what there used to be so much of in this town.
Oh,
and
really?
Everywhere.
Oh,
and everything's so commercial and gentrified now. And we're trying to stay away from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great vibe.
I think you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And great art in this place.
And great art. Well, you brought something to show us. Do you want to tell us about what you showed us?
This is our newest. Well, what did you say it was?
A hologram?
It's a hologram.
A hologram.
And it's three eagles flying by a mountain, and he's a screaming eagle.
It's amazing.
And my husband picked it up recently at the Museum of Science in Boston, and he got up to pay for it. We were there with our children, and he got up to purchase it, and he said that he felt like he had to explain to the cashier why he was buying it, because we like to have the kitschy stuff in here. But he didn't. He didn't. He held back.
I'm sure they get that all the time.
But I don't know where we're going to put it because there's so much stuff in here.
I was just going to say, do you have a... You don't have a...
I'm going to get a bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Men's or women's?
Men's.
Ferocious evil.
Well, what we do have, though, for the men's room is... You know that picture of the guys in the Empire State Building who are all sitting on the girder having their lunch?
Mm-hmm.
That famous... I think we're going to put that right over the toilet.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And with this cheagle, maybe.
The cheagle. Raise the toilet, way off the ground.
See, that is the best. That is the best idea.
So this is quite breathtaking. I love it.
Yes, it's quite heroic.
Yeah. It'll need a frame.
It will.
Need a frame. Because one of the things, too, is that people will steal it. We have to screw the thing. Yeah, we have to screw things into the wall. You'll notice that they're all screwed into the wall.
You've had art thieves here?
Yeah.
It's like
what we used to have? Oh, my gosh. When Josh, my husband, first got the place, it was within the first year, I believe, there used to be a big, giant statue of, like, a cheetah or a panther. It was all white.
So cool.
Right over there. Stolen.
Somebody stole it?
How do you make up with a giant sculpture?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, it was close to the door. Actually.
Great. So, can we begin with the magnificent wall of celebrities? This is incredible.
Yeah.
We've got Rick James. We got Walter Matthau.
Huey Lewis. My first favorite band.
Huey Lewis
in the news.
And Steve Martin and Rick Moranis.
Did you say your favorite band?
Yeah, my first favorite band.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it your first concert, too?
No, my first concert was the Bangles.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
What was yours?
My first concert? Oh, God. I don't know, but I don't want to say it, even if I know when I remember, it's going to be embarrassing.
What was your first concert?
The Grateful Dead.
Oh,
my mother took me. She wasn't interested in that, but my brother and sister were, and they had tickets, and my sister met them at the airport because she worked in the rental car place, and so they got her. They took her backstage, and so I got her ticket. So that was cool.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway.
So is this somebody's collection of autographed pictures?
Well,
or?
This is what happens when my husband, Whaley, start surfing the net. He started looking for these autographs. I can't remember if he was looking for one in particular, but this one here of Bill Murray and the girl.
Uh-huh.
It's from Stripes.
Yep.
The reason he got that and the reason he loved it so much is because Bill Murray didn't sign it. It was the girl who signed it. It's her autograph.
Oh yeah.
I don't know her name.
I don't know her name either. Looks like Peg Sales.
Where are you now, Peg?
Oh, Peg.
Bill Murray looks so youthful.
Yeah. But it's funny because people actually do say, oh, have all these people been here? You know, and I'm like, well, George and Wheezy weren't here.
No.
You know, there's George and Louise.
Yeah.
What about Mr. T?
I wish. Wouldn't that be great? And we've had a couple, like Jack White was in here, but we didn't get his picture. Like, that was for real. I wish I'd been here.
Wow.
But I love that people actually wonder.
Yeah.
You know, have all these people been here? And
that's good.
Oh, this guy right here, Cool Clean Taste, the 7-Up ad from the, I'm going to say the 60s. That's Josh's grandfather.
Oh, good guy.
Yeah, he was the spokesman for 7-Up.
Oh,
and he was also in, he had a very brief part in Rosemary's Baby.
Was he the baby? Was he Rosemary?
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know if there was a cult. Did you ever see that? It was a really wacky movie. Did you see it? It had Mia Farrow in it. It was just like during that really awesome time of weird 70s horror movies. And they were really scary. And I think he was the cab driver for the cult or something. Or the limousine driver for the cult. Yeah.
I love that. Cult limo driver.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's him there. But yeah, the Wall of Fame, I don't know. I had this idea too that, you know how sometimes you look over and you see someone who looks like they're someone famous?
Yeah.
I want to do that Wall of Fame.
Oh, the doppelganger Wall of Fame?
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see.
What about, can we move on to this lovely mosaic up here? That's amazing.
That's done by
Rabbit.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So it's a ceramic mosaic, right? And we've got skulls and a pig holding a Ruski's bottle with flames, and then Ruski's in yellow tile spelled out. And then I can't see it up there.
There's like a beautiful heaven
like
up above.
Village. Oh, it is heaven. You're right. Yeah. What needs some dusting?
And then there's a Magic the Gathering card or something.
Well, that's a whole other story. Tell me about that. But this was done by a very good friend of ours. Tim McMahon is his name. And he went to Mecca.
Uh-huh.
And he went after I did. He went in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Late 90s. But, he's just got a very interesting outlook.
Yeah, he does.
Very
he's
interesting.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he is good. He really likes to, I don't know how you describe him.
It's really,
he has a lot of energy.
Yes.
It's evident.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The pig man is particularly fascinating.
The pig man. With his giant teeth.
Yeah. He also did this series of, they were ducks with gun barrels as their bills, and they were like, what do you call it, plaster, and they were just fantastic. And then there was also little paintings that accompanied them of them like smoking at the gas station, and just these cool little funny little ducks. You just have these characters. It reminds like what's that guy's name? Who's the painter that did like the KKK kind of that?
Gustin.
Philip Gustin.
Yeah.
It's got a really Philip Gustin type feel to some of his stuff.
I love those paintings.
I do too.
Where's Tim McMahon now?
It's out in Portland. He actually lives over, I think, off of Forest Ave.
Ah.
And he teaches art at North Norman Academy to the kids.
Oh.
Yep.
Yes.
A generation of little kids making pigmen.
Yes. That's what we need. A lot of energy.
He looks like Sweeney. He's like the male Sweeney. He really is.
Shout out to Sweeney.
Yeah, shout out to Aaron Sweeney, who helped me make the decision to move to Portland and Ruski's.
Yes.
Sweeney.
Okay, the card there, though, down in the office, we have a calendar, and it's... I had this friend that I worked with, Paul LaRue, and I worked with him at Gritty's when I used to work down there, and he was the line cop. Uh-huh. One day, I was changing his shoes, and I noticed that his toenails were pretty long, you know, and I was like, wow, Paul, that's like a talon, you know, his big toenail. And so he decided that he would make it his life's work to grow it out as long as he could.
Oh, gross.
With one toenail?
Just the one. Just the one big toenail. And so he grew kind of like, you know, not as long as that Guinness Book of World Records picture, but pretty long.
I've seen that picture.
And then he would paint it, like, for, like, Martin Luther King Day or 4th of July. He would paint it. And then we did this whole photo session where he came over with props. And, oh, I remember I was so hungover that first day. And he came over with all this stuff. And I was like,
time to take photos of my toe.
Yeah, because he was like, we're going to do a calendar. And that was like... That was probably like 20 years ago, and he's remained true to it.
Yeah.
And every year he comes and gives us the calendar. And
the toe calendar.
There's a different picture for every month. And
oh,
usually indicative to, like, if it's Easter, there's an Easter theme, whatever, you know.
Just the one toe.
Well, yeah, and sometimes it's hidden in something and you have to find it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
I have to see the calendar.
I'll show it to you. But what's really great, too, is he labels a lot of the days as, you know, the regular holidays, but then some made-up holidays. Like, my birthday, I think, February 24th, is Never Use Sex as a Weapon Day, you know. Yeah. And
that's great.
I gotta say, it's really impressive that he still does it after all this time.
Does the calendar ever have a place at Ruski's? Can we have an exhibition?
Yeah, I'll bring it up. It's down in the office.
Amazing. So good.
Oh, that's really great.
The next thing I want to talk about is the fantastic Bob Saget charcoal drawing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
It's my favorite, too.
Yeah. That is one of my best friends, Tracy Menard and Joe Menard. Their son, young Joe Menard, he did that in seventh grade. It's a charcoal.
Fantastic.
It's charcoal.
Yeah.
And it was one of those graph things where you take a photograph and you put the graph over it, you know, so you kind of copy the squares until it turns into a bigger version. But a seventh grade kid did that.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it?
It's an incredible likeness.
I think you can go online and find that.
Really?
I believe it's been posted.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, you look at Bob Saget Ruski's or something.
It's up.
Yeah. Three. And so now he's in college now at Farmington, but
he...
I remember when I saw it, I said, I want to buy that. How much? And so he was like, $50. And I was like, I'll give you $75. But it's great because, you know, all his friends would come in with their skateboards and just come and see it and stuff. And, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It really is.
Young Joe Menard. Is he an art student in Farmington?
No. He's very artistic, but he... I think he took more prep.
Good man. Yep. Okay, so then there's a really lovely, it's either a drawing or a print of a motorcycle above the Guinness mirror.
Yep.
Do you know anything about that?
This is the artist right here.
This guy?
Yeah, this is Phil Harrison.
Oh my gosh.
And he does very realistic pen and ink drawings.
Uh-huh.
And there's an article about him in The Bollard.
What?
This month.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And he's extremely prolific.
We're in the presence of an artistic great.
Oh my gosh. Within arm's reach.
Yeah.
I could reach out and touch him.
Yeah, I won't,
because that would be
Do you think he'd want to talk to us?
He may.
We'll watch this. Shout out to
Molly Steele.
Molly Steele, who came up with a great catchphrase for this podcast. Thank you, Molly.
Monica is asking this gentleman if he would talk to us, but I think he might be busy.
This is Bill Harrison. We're in the presence of Bill Harrison. Wait, is that his name? No. Okay. Things are happening, people. Stick with us.
Yeah, stick with us.
In the meantime, watch this. I'm going to stick my finger in my beer.
I'm going to go to the we're causing a kerfuffle at Risky's.
Oh, he's getting publicly endorsed.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hi. Should we? Hi.
Hi, Bill.
How are you?
Bill, I'm going to run. It's good to see you. Okay, I got to get going. Yeah.
Hold on a second, audience.
I'll catch up when you get to see
you. Yeah.
I'm so glad you like the piece. Yeah. It's my pleasure. I'll see you again. We'll have some fun. See you later.
I'd love to talk to you.
Thank you, Sam.
Bill, these girls are—they were asking about your artwork.
I'm being rude talking to them, Mom.
Oh, it's okay.
So, see, wait. How are you?
Hi.
My name is Pilar, and this is my friend Anne.
Hello.
And I don't remember names.
Oh, that's okay. And,
No, I thought you couldn't hear.
So we were asking Monica about the motorcycle drawing over on top of the mirror over there, and she said that you were right here, and so we were interviewing her about all of the artwork in Ruski's.
I did all the Budweiser signs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No. All the Budweiser. You're tricking us.
Actually, everything in here.
Yeah, everything.
You did that one. The Ruski's for the Patriots.
Oh, yeah?
I did the Patriots hat thing.
Yeah.
I did the family up over the window.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was also wondering about that. That's interesting.
Who are those people?
Yeah. Did you? Are they? With some of these people. So, how long have you been drawing for?
Well, the real.
I did.
Really, truly, honest answer. Since I was 3 years old.
Since you were 3 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. What's your favorite thing to do?
The one I'm working on right now, I guess, but that's kind of a cliche. I like cars.
Cars. Mm.
I like them a lot. I mean, but everybody's already, you know, they. I don't even like pictures anymore. People see too many of them.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
So it kind of takes the sting out of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like doing property, buildings.
Uh-huh.
I like doing fishing boats.
Fishing boats.
Yeah. I like doing dog, pets.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Unless it's a goddamn crocodile gator or something.
How many do you draw every day? Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm drawing right now.
You're drawing right now?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's not a trick. It's like magic.
In other words, I have a drawing in progress.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about it while I'm 7 years.
Yeah.
So I'm still... I'm doing art, like I said, all my life.
Yeah.
All my life.
Yeah.
Now.
That's great.
Okay. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
And you have an article about you in the Bollard.
I had one in there.
Oh, okay.
It only lasts one issue. Good.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, free ink.
Free ink, exactly.
Who ain't gonna like that?
Cool.
Well, thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go put this up while you're talking about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to tell our audience about
your
anything?
Audience?
Yes.
Live?
Yes. Well, it's not really live. No, it's recorded.
Or do you have a catchphrase?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, what's your catchphrase?
My friends don't know how lucky I was to have them.
That's a really heartwarming catchphrase.
Yeah, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
Good way to leave you, folks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's so good to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Thanks.
That was a privilege.
Yes, that was fantastic.
What are we doing on time?
Let's see. We've got 20 minutes. I'm gonna pause it until Monica comes back.
Okay.
All right.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Hi.
Live at Ruski's.
We're still live.
We're still. So, will you tell us about this photograph above the Skittles and Fruit and Nut Co.?
Oh, yeah, and then I have a question about the wasabi peanuts.
That picture, that's my husband's rugby team.
Oh.
He played rugby at Farmington. And they went to, you know, Europe on tours. It was one of his favorite times, you know, ever, of course, was college, and he was having a great time. And my other friend's son, the one who did the Bob Saget, now goes to college in Farmington.
Yeah.
And so Josh keeps
rooting
like,
for it.
He's psyched, and he sent him this, like, weird balance board thing in the mail, you know, and send it on
so
up.
Good.
And, yeah.
And
he's skiing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Another activity that requires physical effort.
Yes. Well, my husband went to school for ski industry.
Oh, interesting.
That was his major. He wound up doing business.
Bill is back.
Bill's back.
Bill is back.
How are you? Did you see that? Did you see that amazing?
Who are you guys affiliated with?
Oh, we're affiliated. Well, so
we're freelancers.
We're freelancers. But if you look up on the chart.me, we'll find this podcast.
If I look up what now?
The chart.me.
Me?
Yep.
chart.me. What?
Dot. Like, period.
I don't have a computer.
Okay.
I'll help you do it. Me and John will help you do it.
Yes.
Yeah, we can do it here.
Yeah. .me and then
dot what?
M-E as in Maine.
Capital letter.
Either way. Yeah.
And, you got it.
And you can write N-P-L-A-R, N-P-I-L-A-R. R at the end. Yep. And this is a podcast.
Mike.
It's a podcast. It's a radio show for the internet.
Yes. A podcast. That's a little bit later in the night. PODCAST. Yes.
Where we live?
Got it.
What do I have to do to hear it?
Well, we can come back and play it for you.
It's only going to be on the internet.
It's going to be on the internet, so we can either Monica could help you find it. Or,
yeah, we'll do it when it comes out. Me and Dom will play it.
How long before it comes out?
Maybe a week from now.
Can I hear a preview, or do you just shoot it to me?
We just shoot it to them, and then they put it on. Yep, that is.
Yeah, hold on to that. We'll help you with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can have a listening party here.
Oh, that's exciting. Ooh,
that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Any chance for a party?
So, what else?
Well, we have a question about this metallic Emmy-like Ken doll.
Yeah. Grammy,
I believe.
Grammy.
Yeah, I think it was. I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago. They did I think Dominique, who's working right now, I think she was working, and some of the customers wanted to do an Oscars night.
Oh.
So they did. They had a, and maybe that's why he's there now, because the Oscars are coming right up. Because
oh.
he used to be way back, but he does look, he has a codpiece.
Yeah, he does have a codpiece.
He has a wicked codpiece.
Like a thing that goes on their wiener.
Yes.
What is,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Like for,
why
for
is it
like,
called that?
For like... Knights or something, or just
it's
people
like a,
that were going to fight. Or
it's
something?
Like an athletic cup from medieval times.
I think so.
They should rethink the name of that.
Yeah, maybe they used to put pads in their pants. Well, maybe is there anything you want to tell us?
It should have been a trouser trout piece.
Like a thing.
Troutrageous.
No, that's all I know about it, is that they did. They actually had categories and whatever, and, like, somebody won it.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, cool. That's about all I know.
And they left it here.
Yeah. It looks like his arms are two different sizes.
Yeah.
I can't tell if it's just the
I can't either.
Or if it's, like, he's got a little...
Yeah, he's cool.
Imbalance.
That guy behind him, though, that Irish whiskey soldier guy, that was my father's. That's one of the... It's a shaped whiskey bottle. It's probably ceramic, and it looks like a soldier with his, and yeah, that was my dad's, and he always had it down in his office in his basement. So it's one, when he passed, it's one, I didn't take much, but it was one of the things that I wanted to have. And then there's another one up there because my father was a very Irish dude, and there, we have another customer here who's a really Irish dude, and he had one too, so he brought his in.
Oh.
Yeah, so now we have two of them.
Oh. Yeah. Isn't it interesting when you have a place that people come into that they just start to bring stuff that they think should be in your space?
It really is. It's also really great to have a place to put those stuff that I don't want in my house.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Aww,
yeah.
It's great.
How about is that the Italian flag, right?
You got the
Irish.
Oh, the Irish flag.
And then, what kind of Irishman are you?
I think that Italian is red, right?
Oh, is that not red?
Yeah, it looks kind of red.
It's orange.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we got the Canadian flag.
Yeah, I have a lot of Canadian family up in Nova Scotia and stuff.
So, and our neighbors to the north.
Our neighbors to the north. They're great, by the way, our neighbors
to the north.
They really
are. We love Canadians.
Nice people. And Nova Scotia is wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, really cool.
They
need to go there.
Yes, they are. They're welcoming.
Very welcoming, yeah.
And that's where we're all going to go when the election
thing
happens.
Yeah.
We're all going to Britain.
Cape Breton.
Yeah. You're going to Cape Breton?
Cape
I'm going to Nova
here.
Scotia.
Yeah. Come here. Come be on the podcast.
Come on.
This is Monica.
Monica, this is Tim.
Hi, Tim. Nice to meet you.
Tim Burns is a local phenomenon.
Yes.
A musician, painter, sculptor, synthesized genius.
Also, Rusty
Lover.
He doesn't like to appear on the radio all that much.
Yeah. Well, I think we're almost wrapping up now.
Yeah, we're at 28 minutes. We usually shoot for about half hour. But
okay.
Yeah. So, are there any parting things that you want to tell us about?
This drink up.
Oh yeah.
The brewery needs barrels or whatever.
Yeah.
It looks like that
the
guy's
painting?
Getting a. How do you do? Look, it's that guy's arm is down.
Oh yeah.
He has a very surprised look on his face.
That really is weird.
It looks. Yeah. Where's that other guy's hand? That was painted by my husband's, one of his good friends. Freeman is his last name. I don't know his first name because I only know his brother. But that was in his dorm. That was in their college in Farmington.
Aww.
And so that was one of the first things that went up when he bought this place.
This
is really,
I love it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Is there any art that you've made in here?
No.
No.
Do you make art?
I do, but ever since I made children, I don't make much art.
That
so,
is art,
but it's like Wendell said about his drawing right now.
Yeah.
I am setting up my studio right now. I was actually supposed to do it yesterday because I just decided to take a space, and we have, where we live, we have like three sheds out back, but there's one, but it's a really nice, it's like been redone, so I kind of hate to... paint in there, but yeah. I'm just going to do it. I mean, it just has to happen.
Yeah. So you like to paint?
I do. I have a degree in painting from Mecca.
Oh, great.
And I like drawing better. I like charcoal.
Yeah.
Figurative work. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's been way too long.
Great.
Way too long. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, congratulations on your future studio.
You guys, thank you so much. This has been really fun.
Thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Yes, and this is, hopefully this will be the first of many times.
Awesome.
Yes. Listeners, please come to Ruthke's, check out the amazing art.
Yes.
Being on the radio makes me realize how much I say awesome. Or like being recorded, I mean.
Yeah, I giggle a lot. Yeah, it's terrifying to listen to.
I can't believe you listen to yourself. Like,
no,
back,
don't
you know, we were talking about the tape cassette.
Yeah.
Is that my voice?
It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we
I hate listening to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But,
sorry.
Well, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Listen. Do you see that?
We'll be back some other time.
We'll catch you next time.
All right. Bye.
Ciao.
Oh, I hate this. I got to put my password in, and then I got to... It's so much harder than a cassette tape.